This year chasing our 18th banner. Roster so deep, our bench finally got an answer. We got the heart, maybe not the glamour. When you spell team, you best watch your grammar. Ignore the refs when we led by Tatum. Big ass and squeeze, corner threes makes them. Batman and Jalen, our defense at anchors. Brogdon off the bench, giving more flavor. Smart is the heart, and the best actor. Getting every charge, intense in the matchup. Now getting ready for hot takes and laughter. Cause you tuning in to the boys in the rafters.
What up, what up? This is episode 111 of the Rafters Podcast, brought to you by Couch Guy Sports. I'm your ever-decadent host, Liam McDade. After an exodus, we are back, sitting across the virtual table from my double-chin, Dirk Nowitzki-looking friend, Connor Strayer. Holy fuck, he looked like an egg. Oh, it's been ages, my man. How are you?
I'm not that. We were talking about it before we recorded. It's like, I thought like 2 weeks ago. I guess it's been like almost a month.
Yeah, it just schedules did not work. We were talking about I was in Florida, you were in California. It's tough being domestic travelers trying to hold down a podcast.
Yeah, and holidays between that.
Yeah,
busy life schedules. I know. I feel bad. It's like a ton of games. We missed talking about a ton of games. We probably won't cover them. But it was like that whole Cavaliers. Like we played like the Cavs twice in that. Much shit on them, so
we won't talk about every single one. We'll talk about the importance.
It's good to be back, though. Good to be back in some normalcy. Recording podcast, we're doing this Saturday, which is like we never do on the weekends either.
It kind of relaxing. Like I wasn't worried, wasn't trying to cram it in, fit it into the schedule. It's like it's Saturday, fucking relax. I got all the time in the world. I'm probably not doing shit tonight too. So
5 o'clock Saturday, I wish the Celtics were wrong, but they did play back-to-back games, so we'll talk about that too.
The Bruins are awesome. Smoke the Spurs tomorrow. Oh yeah, the Bruins after finally winning a fucking game, beating in the Sabres.
Yeah, and then there's what's up? There's Monday, this Saturday night football on tonight.
Yeah,
the boys. So there's some stuff to do. I'm gonna play as well. Probably just relax.
I'm in the fantasy football championship too. Oh. I never draft Cowboys players, so I don't have to worry about that. But I do have DJ Moore, so hoping he comes through for your boy. Him and Mike Evans need a big week.
I have him on a team. I'm not like in the playoffs. Well, I didn't make the playoffs or anything, but I did have DJ Moore.
All right, I used to man.
Yeah, I don't think he did shit from the all season.
Yeah, no, he's a monster. He would give you nothing or the greatest performance you've ever seen. It's so ridiculous. I love him, but he drives me fucking crazy. So I'm hoping for a big hit tonight. Yeah, I know it's bold, but in the championship, fortune favors the bold. I'm starting Joe Flacco. You know why? Because Joe Flacco's the fucking man, and it's a risk, and I love it.
Wait, you already played?
Hmm? He's in a different league, though. He's not in my championship league, but friggin'. DJ Moore is in my – I'm in three leagues. Made the playoffs in all three. I was the number one seed in two of them, lost in the first round. My fuck-around league where I'm 8-6, I'm in the championship. It never makes sense. Super fucking annoying. It really is. It's like all my players just underperformed. I didn't even make bad decisions. My bench players, if I played all my good bench players, made all the right decisions, I still would have lost. Mostly because the dude I played had Christian McCaffrey. Fucking Christian McCaffrey, dude.
Yeah.
I saw a stat, 58% of people who had Christian McCaffrey on their fantasy teams are in the championship. And I was like, 58%? That's bullshit. I was so pissed. And I, on purposely, I skipped over him. I drafted Austin Eckler instead, thinking that was smart because I thought McCaffrey would get hurt. I'm a fucking idiot.
Yeah, he was the MVP.
That didn't go so hot. But yeah. Boston Celtics, my man. This Boston team Celtics is fucking ridiculous. In my opinion, has probably vastly changed from the last time we talked.
You think so?
I think mine has. I'm not sure what yours has. Let's gauge here. But I'm all in. I'm fired up. I truly, like, if we're going to start out bold here, and I don't even want to jinx them, I can't see how this team doesn't go to the finals and win. Like, they are so fucking good. I know it's crazy. Like, you should never fucking say that, especially in not even January yet, but this team looks so ridiculous. Pending, you know, an ice cream truck falling out of the sky and taking out all players on our starting lineup. I can't imagine this team doesn't go all the way.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's tough because, like, they are good. Obviously, their record shows it. They are, what do they know, 25 and
Yeah.
6.
25 and 6, 16 and 0 at home, which is fucking incredible.
And they almost, I mean, they almost risked that past game record Pistons. We're recording on 12:30, by the way, the date, if anyone wanted to know. So, like, last night's game against the Raptors, like, they were without who? Tatum? Tatum didn't play. And Porzingis? Did Porzingis play last night?
Porzingis played, yes.
Yeah, he was out there. But, like, I guess you could say, like, yeah, they should. It's a boom or bust season. We've been saying that all year. I think they can win the championship. It's just, they're going to have to stay healthy, and they're going to have to get the right matchup in the finals, depending on who
Yeah.
that Western Conference team is.
I don't think there's any team that has the expectations that the Celtics does. Like, it's truly, if they don't win the championship, though, this we're fucked. Like, if the season's a failure, most of our players will, not most of them, but like Drew Holiday is a free agent after the season. If we don't win, it's going to be a whole new team next year. Fucking who knows how bold they are. It could become a not a rebuild, but trying to retool. I can't imagine we get anyone better than this starting lineup. So
No.
we have to fucking win this season.
Yeah, but I think, like, I don't know, like, Denver is always gonna be there in the
Yes.
finals. We're talking
But
always. We're talking
we're talking expectations here. If Denver loses, it's fine because they already won the championship. Denver could not win for the next 3 years. They've never won a championship. So they just got their first
yeah.
franchise. Is it their first in franchise history? I believe so.
It might be. Well, I'm saying I'm scared. Like, I don't want to play that game
Yes,
up. I
certainly,
think if
but
that's the only team that could, like, have it, that's the only team that could, like, actually beat us in the finals.
yeah, I guess, but like only because Jokic is so good and Jamal Murray will go crazy in the playoffs like he always does.
Their
But
chemistry is just insane.
it is, but like if we're talking sheer talent, like the Celtics, their starting five
Yeah.
are all top 50 players in the league currently,
They might all be all-stars too.
dude. And I would love that. The Atlanta Hawks did it in like 2013, where they had four of five all-stars. I want all
Preferred
five
team. Yeah.
all-stars in there. Yeah, and that team was it was good. They just played well as a team. They're not like either player was a stud. Like Paul Millsap was the leading scorer. Kyle Korver had like 15 a game, but like somehow they all made the all-star team because they were sick. So this Celtics team should follow that blueprint and make it just off team success alone. Because the numbers aren't mind dropping. You want to pull up the numbers for the Jamie, pull that up. The numbers for our like starting five here because they're fucking ridiculous. Kristaps Porzingis, since he's come back, has been on a tear.
What do you mean the number for, like,
Like the scoring, like the stats for our starters here, like Drew, White, Tatum. I want to know what they're all scoring.
hold on, let's pull this up right
Because Derek White's had some big explosion games. In fact, he's carried the team when we have Tatum
Yeah.
hurt and
Well,
Porzingis was out.
Jaylen Brown's got 22.9 points a game, so 23 points a game.
Yeah, he went crazy in the last game.
Yeah, he went bold. Because with what team? I mean, what game?
Against the Raptors, he went
Oh,
fucking
yeah,
nuts.
because there Jason Tatum wasn't
Yeah,
there,
and that's
so
exactly what I'm looking for.
it's good to
He's the
see.
highest fucking paid player in the league. He better go crazy when
Holiday
Tatum's out.
is 13 points a game.
Yep. See, which is an underwhelming
That's all you
number, but when you watch him, it looks like he scores more than 13 a game.
Porzingis is 20.3.
Yep, that makes sense.
Tatum's, like, probably gonna be around 25.
Yeah, I would guess 27.
Our scoring's on with 27 exactly.
Did I nail that?
Yeah, 27.0, baby.
Fuck, I'm good. I wasn't even low. That was purely a guess. Damn, I'm good.
Derek White's 17. So, yeah, you guys, I mean, it's not you guys. Everyone on the team can score. It's just, like, they don't. And I think I sent you a picture of this, like, a week ago. They're, like, the word, or I brought it up, that they just don't, like, pass the ball. Derek White's our leading assist guy. He only has, like, 4 point something assist a game. Like, that's not good.
Yes.
I think that's going to be a downfall for this team. As we talk about these games, like, as I watch these games too, I'm like,
Look at everyone's assist numbers though, because I think everyone moves like watching the the Lakers game, everyone was moving the ball. Porzingis was dishing assists. I mean, granted, because he was dominating, he was just getting doubled and dumping it
Yeah,
off.
double team.
But
This game,
like Tatum's got to have good assist numbers.
Tatum had 7 in that game. White had 11.
Yeah.
And I have been noticing they've been trying to like pass the ball around more. It's just like the same. It's the same thing, dude. Like these 3-point shots are just like insane. Like they just keep shooting them, shooting them, shooting them.
Yeah.
They have, I think, stopped shooting as many recently. But let me check actually. So the Lakers, they only shot 40 or 30 something
Yeah. Check
last
the
night.
last two. Check the last two games. It'll be, affected because Tatum didn't play in the last game. But
Yeah, box score. We got Toronto only shot 23s. We shot 20 as well. Oh no, sorry. 39.
yeah, that's more like it.
They shot 44 Raptors against the Pistons. I think we shot a shit ton of threes there because we were trying to come
Yeah.
back. Crazy.
Wait, what was that last part you cut out?
Oh, I thought it was going to be in the 50s range, but they shot 39 threes, 28%.
Yeah.
It's gross.
Yeah, that's not great against the Pistons.
Tatum went 2 for 11.
Yeah. And that's why
Disgusting.
we were down so fucking much.
Yeah, Tatum.
It,
11 for 31 from the field. Disgusting. Like,
yeah, that's not great. But of course, like these are gonna happen. Like these are we're nitpicking single games here where it's like, yeah, obviously,
yeah.
like I say it all the time, Kobe had bad shooting games, few and far
Oh.
between. He's the fucking man. But like hey, Michael Jordan had a bad shooting game. Like everyone does at some point.
Yeah.
Tatum, God, at least in years past, seems to have it with more consistency than most superstars, which has driven me crazy. But this year, because the team's so good, I really can't complain much. And then when Tatum's out of the game for health, Jaylen Brown's going crazy in the first half, and I will absolutely take that.
Yeah. I mean, I guess we gotta talk about it. Like, is there too many cooks in the kitchen on this team, like starting five wise? Because even
See,
when we
that
brought
was the
in Tatum.
worry, right? That was like your big thing when we the season first started. You're like, this is almost unsustainable because there's too many good players.
Yeah, and I forget who. I think it was against oh, Tatum didn't play in a game. It was right after the Warriors. He didn't play in the Kings game. So that loss to the Warriors was gross. It's like, I think Tatum did get hurt, yes, but he didn't have a great game.
Yeah.
As like, if you're going to call him a top five player, he didn't have a top five player game. But in Sacramento, he didn't play the next day. It was like back to back. I didn't. The Celtics wouldn't even have a chance at winning this game. And it's another game that Brown just went off in that game. He had a really good game showing us why he deserved that money.
Yeah.
Like, is this, I'm not saying obviously they're not better without Tatum, but I don't know. It's a good team like the Kings. They just went out and whopped them without Tatum. And,
Yeah.
like, that, I don't know. What does that say? Like,
It's kind of, I don't know if you ever heard of the Patrick Ewing effect. Did you ever hear about that theory? When
no.
Patrick Ewing tore his ACL in the 99 playoffs, I believe it was the year the Knicks went to the finals.
Yeah.
And when he tore his ACL, they ended up playing sick without him and went to the finals. And everyone was like, do they need Patrick Ewing? Blah, blah, blah. It seems to be the case, like when the superstar who takes most of the shots goes down, like everyone gets more confident because they're like, I have to carry the load.
Yeah.
The team seems to play better overall. There's been a ton of examples throughout NBA history. But I always
Yeah.
think like those. It's like when a backup quarterback comes in and plays sick for the first two games, you're like, oh, fuck yeah. But then, after a few games of not having the star quarterback in there, the backup eventually usually always fades out. And I think that's what this is kind of the case of, where it's like, yeah, if we don't have Tatum for two games, we're going to look great. We're going to stomp out good teams. But if we didn't have Tatum for the whole season, it would probably hurt us more in the long run.
Yeah, I'm sure they would lose more games. And back to that Kings game too. Like, Pritchard scored 20 points in that game, so he went off. He's not. I think he went ridiculous. He made 6 3-point shots that game. So like,
Sweet
taking away
boy.
like half of those, like that game was just like a game where they did win by a lot. But I think like the box score is just like, you got to realize like Pritchard's not going to make 6 threes every game. Like he just went off. So take away half
Yeah.
of those. Regular game. I mean, we don't have to because he did it, but I think obviously we take half those away, we still win the game, but excuse me. But yeah, it was weird to see them kill Sacramento without Tatum there.
Yeah. I think it's a good thing though. Now the bench is getting involved too. I'm actually a Nemus Quinta fan, and fucking O'Shea Brissett, who I've loved coming into the season. I loved him when he was with the Pacers. Brissett's killing it.
Yeah, you're not the first person that I've heard say that too. I've heard a lot of people say they're fans of both those guys. And the bench is, we don't really, like, as fans, like, we don't know their names yet, because, like, they're all new guys. Besides Pritchard, every guy on the bench, I think, is just, like, or, like,
completely new. Absolutely.
Completely new guys. We had to go out there, obviously, and I don't think we had enough, like, because we got Drew Holiday and Porzingis and trades and stuff. So, like, everyone on the bench is totally new. Like, these are guys really have never watched play basketball before, unless you're telling me you've seen
what's out. Watch the main Red Claws, because that's where Keaton's playing.
Yeah, Keita's looking good. And I've really never, like, watched him play before the season, but I mean, he went to Utah State. He's only 27 footer.
Yeah, what are his season stats? I'm just curious, because I'm sure
5.4 points, 5.5 rebounds. But, like, that for his minutes, like, that's all you need. He's
how many minutes?
I mean, it's depends, because it's regulars. He's getting 15.4 minutes a game.
Okay.
But that's boosted because he played a lot in the Detroit game. He played 20. He played 23 against the Clippers.
Yeah, he's been playing more so recently. And when Porzingis was out, he got a ton of time.
Yeah, and understandable, because, like, we need a 7-foot guy in the middle there. I think he might be getting more minutes than Al Horford. Let me check that.
Which is the way it should be. We talked about that in our very first episode. I don't want Al playing much minutes, especially this early.
He's on. Playing. Al Horford's getting 26 minutes per game. But
damn, Al.
Still, well, he played 37 in the Detroit game. So
yeah, see, that's so unnecessary to me.
Yeah. I mean, he's done after the season, I think, too.
This has to be his last year. Like, how many times can he keep coming back?
Yeah, like, the drop-off between, like, this year, it's like, and last year, I think it's like, you can tell he's just getting. I think he only stayed this season because he's probably like, shit, we have a real chance of winning the championship.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Or, I mean, do we do him dirty and trade him away this season?
No, not a chance. You can't do that. That would just fuck up team chemistry. He's like the dad of the team. He can't fucking do that.
You don't think so? You don't think that's if he gets offered, like, some crazy good deal?
But who's gonna trade for Al? What value does Al Horford have to any other team? He has the most value with the Celtics.
I mean, he has the same value that we have. Like you just said, like, a locker room guy. Like, what if, like, I guess we wouldn't trade him to a team like the Milwaukee or any team.
Yeah, but because he hasn't been there for so long, he doesn't hold that much value in the locker room. He's just, like, some veteran that comes in. Like, yeah, it would probably help a little bit. But with the Celtics, he's like a true glue guy. I don't know if you remember the old Pacers teams with Paul George and Danny Granger. Yeah, I loved Danny Granger back in the day. And then he kind of fell off because of the knee injuries, and he wasn't playing as well, and the Pacers traded him. And all the Pacers players were furious that they traded Danny Granger, even though he wasn't good, and it ended up blowing up the locker room. So, like, you got to be real careful with shit like that. You got to remember, like, these are people who have relationships with these guys. Like, people in the locker room fucking like these guys. And if you trade them, they're going to be pissed at the organization for getting rid of their boy. It's like, it's a part of basketball that most people don't think of, that they all have personalities.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, I guess for a guy like Tatum, I mean, they need some kind of locker room, like, leadership. And I don't think they have that. I mean, Horford's got to be that guy. I don't know what the
locker. You got to think so now, especially with Smart gone, because Horford was here when Brown and Tatum were drafted, and then obviously he left and came back. I think he has plenty of value, and he's probably the, you know, silent leader, maybe the lead by example.
Does he have a championship ring?
No.
So there's no one on this current team that has a ring. That's one of these bench guys that's, like, on a team that won.
No, I don't believe so.
Drew Holiday.
Drew Holiday. What am I saying? Yeah. Fucking so it. Jesus Christ.
I think that's a good sign, too, though, now that we got a guy with a ring on this team. Just to, like, he's been there, done that, and I think that's going to – it's going to mean a lot when it comes to, like, the playoff push this year. I think Drew Holiday kind of step in. He doesn't look like a leader, but I bet he's probably, like, well-spoken. He looks like a well-spoken person.
Yeah. Oh, I love him. I've seen a few interviews with him. He seems like a stud. If we're getting hyperbolic here, it's like we have the player that's won the championship, and then we have the player that we want to win the championship for. Like Drew can like tell us what it takes to win a title, and everyone wants to win it for Al. It's like when Ray Lewis retired his last year with the Ravens. Everyone's like, "We got to win it for Ray Lewis," and they went out and fucking won it because he's was the heart and soul of that team. Not
True.
saying
Yeah.
Al Horford carries that same effect because Ray Lewis was the Baltimore Ravens. Al Horford is not the Boston Celtics. He's just a very integral part, and he's been important to the organization for, I would say, about a decade now.
So if we win, I'll put this out there. If we win the championship this year, we go all the way. Does
Yeah.
Horford stay for another year? Why not?
No.
I mean, why
Why
just get the
he
chance to
should
run it
walk
back?
out? Yeah, but like when he's this old, like we're talking about, he shouldn't be playing 26 minutes. I would play him 20. Like
Yeah.
he shouldn't even be playing this much. And I love him, but like Peyton Manning, Ray Lewis, like walk out on top. When you win the championship, retire. Like fucking don't try and pull a Tom Brady and keep coming back and keep coming back. And then in the end, like it's gonna end in failure, most likely.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. I mean, what if they get to the finals? Like, don't win it because you run it back. I mean, that might be a case.
Yes, if they get there and don't win it, then I'd say he has like an off chance to come back. But even then I don't want him to because I feel bad. I'm like, dog, like you're old. Like we tried our hardest for you. Just throw in the towel.
And he's just taking off. I mean, he does add value to the player
He
and making
does.
play, obviously.
In the Lakers game, he came in, nailed a couple threes. I was like, perfect. This is what I want from
Yeah.
Al.
And
Like
he
just
wouldn't
shush.
obviously, I don't think that he would get playing time if he wasn't a valuable player. He started against the Pistons. I know they're the worst team in the league, but like
Yeah.
still, he did play and he got it, so.
And this is purely like, I'm making this opinion off what he's done in the past, and I know he's older and maybe he can't reclaim that, but most years, minus last year when he was terrible, he comes in the playoffs and almost dominates. Like Al Horford fucking killed the last couple of playoff runs.
I agree. So I mean, we'll see. We'll see what happens there. But yeah, well, I forgot what we were talking about while we went on board for.
Just yeah, generally talking like how this team can improve and whatnot. We were talking about the overall
Yeah.
performance. You were talking about the bench and whatnot, some of the guys
Yeah,
they have.
because it's hard to find like
It just
five
ties into the overall
points.
point that this team's fucking ridiculous. This team
Yeah,
is
it's like
loaded.
we want to complain about this team sometimes, and you're gonna look at the record 25
Yeah.
and 6. Best record
Like,
in the NBA. It's like,
yeah.
but I guess we're just complaining because like there's always something that they can improve on, but like
Yes.
it's just tough to say bad about because like, obviously even Tatum, I mean like he's there's games like even in the King the Warriors game he lost, he didn't really show up in the clutch. The Pistons game he didn't even score in overtime. I think he didn't really play well down the stretch.
No.
They even missed like a three to win it, which obviously you don't have to hit a buzzer beater for the game, but
Yeah.
it's just like, what can you talk about with this team? Like that's gonna like be
And
crazy. It's like
I
they're
was
so old.
thinking that, like in prep for the show, like I try and do notes and write down my thoughts and whatnot, and like I was like, all right, there's got to be a criticism, and I'm like looking at it, and I'm like, 16-0 at home, we have the best record in the NBA, like.
Yeah.
Really, I got no fucking complaints. I'm it's almost like I'm trying to manufacture something to come up here and be like, well, I think this is suspect, but like truly, like, obviously we won by two against the Raptors. Is that ideal? No, because I don't think the
No.
Raptors are very good. But Tatum was out and Jaylen Brown had a great game, and I can't fucking complain about Jaylen Brown, which is usually my go-to because he drives me up a fucking wall half the time, but he's been figuring it out when Tatum's not around. And then we stomped out the Lakers, which is really all I wanted for Christmas was a fucking LeBron sad. That's all I really cared about. And we got it. And like the best Christmas ever. And stomping
Yeah.
out the Clippers, who have like four Hall of Famers on their team. That's an example of too many cooks in the kitchen, is the Clippers.
Well,
It's a.
they didn't have against the Clippers. They didn't have a
Yeah, Kawhi was out, right?
yeah.
Yeah.
Which we expected anyways. I feel like they always take like
Yeah.
Kawhi out against big teams or something, but he doesn't
Yeah,
play against the best
he'll
teams.
miss fucking 40 games a year. He's such a lesbian. I hate Kawhi Leonard. But I'd,
But
and the Pistons game was suspect too. You and me were texting during that, where it's like, And I was saying it before the show, like, of course, like the Pistons are gonna snap their 27 game losing streak and beat the number one seeded Celtics. Like, of course, like I can just see the narratives, the headlines halfway through the game, like, Jesus Christ. And then they fought back. It was fucking, I was like, oh, thank God. And that's, I don't have a complaint there either. It's like, shit, they won.
It's like I went to win. I mean, we do want to see like this team, such as like the Raptors and Pistons. I get it's back to back home games, but like these should be blowouts, I guess. We want to
Yeah.
complain about something, like make it a. And against the Pistons, I don't think we started Porzingis that game.
No.
Porzingis didn't play that game, I believe. Someone didn't play.
Yeah.
Let's check. No, Porzingis played. Brown didn't play against the
Okay.
Pistons.
It's
So
just
they've
a
been.
revolving door. There's so many guys in and out.
Next day, like they're just. I get why they got some rest, especially like Tatum or Brown. That they don't need too much, but you get them rest if you can, especially against like Raptors and Pistons. I get what he's doing there. Spurs tomorrow. New Year's Eve game, which will be fun. It's sadly San Antonio. Love to see the game here. But I mean, that will probably be another close game. Pretty they blow the socks off the Spurs. They are only 5-26. They don't have a great
Yeah, the
record.
Spurs are fucking terrible, which I don't understand. I think they have a better team than their record says, but they apparently
Their
just can't
team's
win any
just so,
fucking games.
they're just so young and obviously like
Yeah, messy.
out there.
Yeah, they're just not organized. Would you rather? So I agree they should be blowing out the bad teams. Like they won by 6 against the Pistons and 2 against the Raptors, but then they blow out good teams in the Kings and the Clippers. Do you really care if they're blowing out the good teams and then kind of you could tell they almost mail it in for the shitty teams, like, eh, we'll coast, we'll probably win. Like, does it really matter if we're fucking crushing good teams? Because I think the Kings are a damn fine team. The Clippers have plenty of problems, so I guess I kind of in a way understand that.
I mean, I get why they're blowing the good teams up because they show up for the teams. Maybe they're just more motivated.
Yeah.
Like I like the Kings as well. I think they're a talented team. We
Yeah.
probably make a run in the playoffs, or they did last year,
Yeah,
maybe.
they did.
But
They had a good one. They went game seven against the Warriors.
so it's like they have good players, they have a good team. But even like going back to like. I guess they blew the Cavs out twice in a row. They blew
Yeah,
the
which
Patrick
was a
Capel.
miracle. I thought they were going to lose one of the Cavs games anyway, but then they broke Darius Garland's face, so that helped.
So I mean, like that. Going back to like before, even before the Warriors, the games that we missed. So like the Knicks, we crushed them. Cavs twice in
Yeah.
a row, crushed them. Magic, we crushed them. That kind of turned my mind a little bit.
Crush the Magic twice, kind of.
Back to back games. So it was like. Okay, like this team is for real. They're beating these
Yeah.
teams, but that's what I want to see in the game. Like that should have been like 114 and that 97 against the Magic. We should be doing that against the Raptors, the Spurs, the Pistons,
Yeah, it
any
should be
of
more comfortable wins.
the. They should. And I get it. There's going to be close games. Like they players, like we rested players. Certain guys are going to be thrown into the starting lineup that usually don't start. More bench guys coming in, like we've seen the bench getting more utilized this season. Like
Yeah.
I get it because I think what's his name? Why am I even blanking on our coach's name right now? It's
Joe
terrible.
Mazzulla.
Mazzulla is, and I kind of give him respect, and a lot of people don't like Mazzulla, but I like that he's mixing in the bench right now pretty heavily. I think he know obviously everyone knows this team's super stacked, and I think
Yeah.
he realizes like, all right, we can get away with putting some of these bench guys because at least right now the record wise they're kind of running
Yes.
what was
It's
even
like
close to
if
us.
we don't have Brown for a night, that's fine. Jrue Holiday just has to score a few more points, or Derek White has to have a few more assists. Like Kristaps Porzingis is going to take more low post shots. It's just that you evenly distributed. No Tatum. All right, Brown's going to get the ball heavy in the first half, and then we'll play team ball after that. Like if this is Joe Mazzulla's vision, I'm all in. I assume this is what he had dreamed up for his team, and it. Fucking fantastic. I see absolutely no complaints with how things are going so far. Porzingis got his injury out of the way, and Hopefully we can rest him and avoid getting another one of those. But hell, like as the season goes on with a comfortable record that we're probably going to be the number one seed in the last couple months, I want to see this again. I want to see them sit Tatum for a game or two, sit Brown for a game or two, sit Porzingis for a game or two. Just with those no-name injuries, like, oh, foot injury, just sitting out tonight, or sore knees, like shit like that. That's fine.
Well, we're not still running. It's like the Milwaukee's still right behind us. We're a game in the Eastern Conference. And then Philly's right there too.
Dude, I can't believe Philly is in this. Isn't that fucking wild? Nick Nurse has them playing so well. And the Heat are still floating around, which is really the only one that scares the shit out of me is the Heat.
Without Butler too. I mean,
yeah.
Beat the Warriors last night without Butler, pretty handy.
They're always without Butler though. Butler missed like a month or two last season. Fucking didn't matter. They just go out there and ball. They have some rookie too, who's James something. I can't pronounce his name, but he's a baller.
Yeah, let me look up his name. They're on
James
right now.
Jacques, I think it is James Jacques.
They're on right now. It's the Jets.
I don't know shit.
James. Weeds or something. I'm not pronouncing that either. He's a
guard. No, number 11. He's a forward.
Oh, not Jamie. Oh, I do like this guy.
Yeah, it's pronounced like James Jacques or something like that. I don't know him besides the fact that he's been balling. I picked him up in fantasy like a week ago. He had 31 on Christmas. I was like, shit.
I don't see that one.
Huh?
I don't see him on that one against the Warriors. I don't think he played.
Oh, really? Yeah, I have him on my fantasy team, so I could have it up.
Wait, you sure it's not Jamie Jacquaz?
Yeah, that's it. James Jacques.
Yeah, they have him as a he's the guy from UCLA. He's 6'6", guard. They have him as a guard.
Oh, they have him as a guard? No shit.
But yeah, no, I liked him. UCLA. He's a kid.
Yeah, averaging 14 points. I would gladly take that. 14, 4, and 3. But yeah, on Christmas against Philly, he had 31 and 10. Dude was big balling.
Okay, yeah. So, I mean, I'm guessing the Heat. Are you mostly scared about the Heat?
Yeah, but like that's the only real threat to me. Yeah, that's the only worry because they do it every fucking year, and they always seem to have the Celtics number where it always goes to Game 7. Like Philly, I think we'd beat Milwaukee. I definitely think we'd beat, and like
Orlando, Cleveland.
Yeah, Orlando kind of gives us some problems, but I'm not too worried about
in a
them.
Game series though.
Mm-mm. Exactly, five games. If it ends at five, if the Magic are lucky, but friggin'
yeah.
And the Cavs are already having problems with Donovan Mitchell. They might even trade him this season. I hear a bunch of rumors there. I'm not worried about the Cavs by any means. You're the Knicks fan here. Do the Knicks scare you?
Nah, I mean, they did at one point at the beginning of the season. They looked good, but obviously, and I texted you this earlier. It's like they're trading RJ Barrett. I forget.
Yeah.
Who, what that
trading
trade
your
is
boy.
About. So they the why the Knicks wrapped it. So they. And I
They
guess
trade him for OG.
Yeah. But like I'm a big RJ Barrett guy, but hopefully he's successful. But New York's just trying to make a move that suits them, and they might not make the playoffs. Who knows? They'll be in that playoff game. Where do they the playoff rules? Where like they
play? Yeah, the play-in tournament. Yeah, I mean they have Tom Thibodeau as he's a defensive coach. He just wants a bunch of like lanky dudes who can defend. That's why they have Josh Hart. That's why they just traded for OG Anunoby. I know what they're doing, especially because Jalen Brunson's a midget.
Yeah, so they need to get more height on there, height with them. But like, no one really scared me. Just like playoff push, I guess.
Yeah,
no, we're not.
And
it's
another
crazy.
reason why I'm saying it has to be title or bust now. Like this team is
It's
so ridiculously good, and the East really doesn't look that loaded.
no, I mean you got well, you do have Milwaukee. I mean, in the playoffs, you're going to get a different Giannis. You're going to get a different Dame. Well, maybe
Are you
not.
though?
Dame really never has had a playoff success, or not
Yeah,
even
like he
playoff
has a
experience.
game winner. I'm not threatened by any means.
Yeah, and then I'm just like the West scares me more because I think I don't know Minnesota is popping off the season. They only have one less loss than the Celtics do.
Yeah,
They're 23.
Minnesota's been a surprise to me. I can't believe they're good. I fucking hate Minnesota. I hate the players on their team.
And there's no way they keep that up, right? Because it's like
I can't imagine so.
there's going to be a time where that team, I think, just like falls down.
But that's a team that matches up very well against the Celtics. Like, that team can hurt the Celtics.
A lot of center, a card, 10 of the Gobert.
Gobert.
He, I think
But.
they kill us in the boards. I mean, we got Porzingis, but
Yeah.
like
But
Rudy.
he's not physical. He can't fucking box out
And
Rudy.
Rudy's physical. He's 7'1", and he's like, he grabs boards.
Yeah. This
Plus,
fucking
Karl-Anthony
dude gets
Towns.
paid like $300 million to only grab boards. He better be fucking good at it.
Yeah, Karl-Anthony Towns, a guy that has been like rumored to come to Celtics so many times. Like,
Oh, dude, I would kill myself.
he's been a guy that's like, why don't we just go and get him?
Oh, I would never. I hate Karl-Anthony
He's
Towns. I think
really,
he
he might have
sucks.
had a very good career.
Oh, I think he blows.
Well, he's had a good, I think I like this
I
player.
know my buddy is the biggest Karl-Anthony Towns. He's a Kentucky guy, so he just fucking eats, sleeps, snorts anyone who came. But he loves Karl-Anthony Towns. And I'm like, dude,
Yeah.
he's such a pussy. Like,
And I guess
I
they got Mike Conley too, who's a veteran.
Yeah.
He's
Yeah,
been
he and I
top.
do like Mike Conley. He's probably the only player on that team that I like. Like, everyone talks about Anthony Edwards as being like the next Michael Jordan. I'm like, shut the fuck up. Like, I don't think Anthony Edwards is
Yeah,
that good.
44 against the Mavs. But
Yeah,
yeah,
against the Mavs. What, is he getting locked down by Luka and Kyrie? I don't think so.
and I guess, yeah, the Minnesota does match up against center-wise and like
Yeah,
that.
they are a problem. But we won't see them in the finals, so who gives a shit?
You might.
No.
I you never know. The West is wild for
Oh, I
sure.
do know. I can
You got a couple
personally
plus teams.
guarantee you that Minnesota Timberwolves are not making the finals.
So you think like the Clippers? It's going to be either Clippers, Denver. I don't know. Lakers always have a shot. This one's the record's not showing it, but I think once if they can be somewhat healthy in the playoffs, I think they make a run too. Like I don't. It's tough.
The Clippers scare me only like a little bit. Call me crazy. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if LeBron and AD kind of go nuclear in the playoffs and make a run. Like, it's not completely out of the realm of possibility, although I certainly wouldn't bet on it. Like, the West just seems very underwhelming to me. Oh, besides, the Thunder are quite the surprise, but I certainly don't think they'll make the finals. I don't know. Like, when you think of who's coming out of the West, like, I thought the Suns would be much better than they are now. The Lakers as well. Fucking makes you wonder.
The Suns really haven't had Bradley Beal that
Yeah,
much.
no one's ever healthy for him.
But yeah, so I mean, I don't think they really give. It's like the Lakers. I don't think they're really going to turn it on to like, and not that I'm saying they're not playing fully to like their level, but I think they're kind of just coasting. I think those guys,
Yeah.
like the veteran guys like LeBron or Durant, I think they know they can just kind of turn it on towards the end. They if they
Yeah,
make
that's always been LeBron's mindset. He's like coasting. He's like, I don't care what seed we are, we'll do
Yeah.
damage.
Yeah. And that's kind of like a good mindset for them, I guess, because he's not
Yeah.
wrong. They get into the playoffs, he'll turn it on. He knows what to do. He's been there a million times. So it's like
Yeah.
he
I
knows what
think
to
the
do.
Suns are the same way too, though, where it's like if you have a healthy Beal, Booker, and Durant in the playoffs, doesn't matter what seed they are, if they make the playoffs, that's gonna be a tough fucking team to play.
Yeah. So it's like they do scare me as well. It's just like we don't, I mean, it's crazy that you keep bringing this up. It's crazy that we're even talking about the playoffs now. It's like
Yeah.
we're basically talking about the finals. We're like, just get us, let's fast forward. I think fast forward like June right
Oh,
now. Because
100%. It's
we're
almost a burden. It's like, damn, we have to play like 3 more months of regular season basketball. Like, let's fast forward. We are
that's
fucking a finals team.
yeah, because this is like, and I guess it sucks to like think about because it's like we do have to sit here for 3 months and watch. I guess we get rewarded with watching. Maybe who knows? Maybe this goes down as one of the better Celtics teams ever.
Yeah.
At this pace, like never know. Injuries happen, things happen. Who knows? But like 6 losses right now, I don't know what we had last year this time. I don't know if I can like look that
Yeah.
up. But like, definitely, this is definitely better than last year's record. Has to be.
It certainly feels better, and the team is undoubtedly better. Like we're fucking loaded. We certainly weren't this talented last year.
And do we, I don't even know what the shot of the best records of all time is. I think for the Warriors, they only
We
lost one
talked about
game,
it
I
when
think.
we did our prediction, because I think you had it close to breaking the record for the best Celtics
No.
season. No.
I wouldn't have done that. I wouldn't have
Then maybe
predicted
it
it.
was me. I can't remember because I thought I undersold them. We have to go back and look at our preseason predictions.
Yeah, I don't think like the best record of all time. I mean, they're not.
But it's actually kind of underwhelming for the Celtics. I think like 65 games, like the most they've won or something like that, which like is damn good, but like I kind of would have expected a little higher than that.
Yeah, and I think that who owns like the don't the Warriors own like the best regular season
Yeah,
record?
73-9. Then there's 72-10 for the Bulls.
Yeah.
The Spurs got 72-10, I believe, as well, the same year the Warriors broke the record. They had 270-win teams that year. That was fucking absurd.
Well,
Or maybe they were 69-11.
actually,
Nice.
I'm looking at this. Yeah. I'm looking at this thing right now. It says partial season. So they're on pace right now. I don't know why this has them on there. So like 14 says Boston Celtics partial season 2024. They're 25 and 6. So I guess they're on pace to possibly have one of the best records of all time. I
No,
think that's
couldn't
why
be,
they're on
because
pace.
is 73-9 is the best record? We already have 6 losses. I don't think so. What are you
No,
going to
I'm saying
lose?
like, because like 73 and 9 against 72 and 10, but then the next are like 13, 14, 15 losses. Maybe, I mean, the 2008 Boston Celtics lost 16 games. Do we lose that
And
much? Do you
isn't
think we
that the
lose
best? I thought that was the best record ever for the Celtics.
66 and 16? Yeah, just like
Yeah,
two.
is the highest record for Celtics ever?
Yeah, no, sorry. The best records, 68-14. That was in
68 and 14.
73, and then 86, they went 67-15 and won the finals.
Okay.
Yeah. So they have the technically the franchise has the sixth best record of all time. Do you
So
think they lose? Do you think they lose 14 games this year?
I mean, it started in October or November. It
Let's see how
started in
many games they have.
November, right?
That's like,
Yeah.
I guess that's more of a better thing to look at because
Yeah, it's a
I want to
math
see like,
problem here.
I mean, it's not even telling me how many games they have left. One, well, we can just do math, but I'm not good at that.
Yeah, me neither.
They play a bunch of shitty. They have an easy schedule too down the stretch. They play like New York, Charlotte, Washington, their last three games. They play Charlotte.
Nice.
They play the Pistons twice down the stretch, Atlanta. I don't know. Maybe let's. I'll go down the schedule and give you like of what's left. Like what teams scare me? We San Antonio. What team? Where we can lose a game? We played Minnesota and Milwaukee back to back, January 10th and 11th. That'll be a couple days. We lose one of those games, I would say.
Yeah, definitely lose one of them. We already lost to Minnesota, though, so I'll give them the benefit of the doubt there. I'll say we lose to Milwaukee, even though my better judgment says otherwise.
Play Denver January. That'd be a good game. We play the Mavs in January, the Heat in January. So January is going to be a tough month. This upcoming month, we do have tough. We play pretty good teams. The February is just all a cakewalk. February, they'll probably just go off. May
Yeah.
not lose a game in February. Who knows? March. They play a bunch of good teams in March, Golden State, Phoenix, Denver.
Yeah, so if we got six, we can't lose what,
So that
eight
gives them
more?
the 16 games is like the 2008 record.
Okay,
But that means
so
10, we can't
12
lose.
games.
We have 10 more games.
Oh yeah, no, 10 more games. See, math, dude. Math is not my
But it's
strong
like,
suit.
you never know. It's like this team, does Mazzulla care about that kind of shit? Does he want
No,
to get
probably
that?
not.
I mean, I think he wants to get the highest seed. So if like we start to run away with it, especially record wise, where like Milwaukee can't catch up or whoever's down below, maybe I think he just like we lose a few games just because like he'll sit guys, and that's going to be
Yeah.
towards the end of the season. If it's already locked up, just sit guys. let's make it to the playoffs. This
yeah. is That'll be a Peyton Pritchard starts kind of games toward the, down the yeah. stretch.
If Milwaukee's on our ass though the whole season and they don't slow down, then I don't know. Maybe then they have to go for that.
Yeah, that would be fucking stellar if they had the best record and whatnot. Although I feel like that could be like a bad omen. No, maybe not. Not for the Celtics anyway, because you said it yourself. When they had the second best record, they went to the finals and won stuff like that. So friggin', I don't know.
They had the best record and they lost in the finals. Well, this was the 70s. So
yeah, but
they
then
lost the conference
their
finals.
second best record in history, they won, right?
Wait, what?
Didn't you say that their best record they lost, but their second best record they won? Am I wrong? Did I make that up?
Yeah. But I mean, like, look at Golden State. Golden State went 73-9 and lost.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's why I think it might be kind of a bad omen. You're a hockey guy, right? It's like winning the President's Cup, and then everyone fucking loses after they win that.
I'm not a big hockey guy.
Okay, yeah, me neither. I regurgitate what other fucking people tell me, but that seems to be the general consensus, and maybe anyone, our listeners who are hockey fans, can fucking understand that. But
yeah, looking at the list of like the best records, it's like lost the finals, Chicago Bulls are up there twice. Finals, they won the finals. A lot of these teams won the finals. Besides, like, you know, a couple outliers, like the Mavs had the best record 1 year, they lost in the first round. So.
Yeah, crazy but, that we're sitting here talking about best records ever. Like this is that team.
It's you gotta start thinking about it. And we don't want to jinx them, obviously. We hope they just don't start losing game after game after game now. But
yeah, or some fucking. I really don't think they could lose games unless somebody gets hurt. Like that's really the only worry. But that's always the outlier.
And even if they do get, it's like even if like say Tatum gets hurt, yes, I still think they win most of their games.
Yeah.
Or if Brown gets hurt, I think they still win most of their. I think actually right now, the guy that means the most. I don't think if Drew Holiday gets hurt. I think we're kind of a little screwed at that point.
He's our best defender.
I think a point guard does matter.
He was guarding Anthony Davis in the Lakers game. I was like, my God, and like playing pretty well. Granted, Anthony Davis had a great game, but he did not do so hot against Drew Holiday specifically.
Yeah, and he's not our best player, but I think he means the most in that aspect. Like, because if he goes down, we're starting Peyton Pritchard at point guard.
I guess. I mean, Derek White and
Derek White, but like
Derek White and somebody else, though, we have to have two guards unless we shift everything down. Yeah, put Brown at shooting guard, move Al Horford into the starting lineup, and give that old fuck 36 minutes a game. I don't like the sound of that, but it'll work, and we can win games like that. I feel like I'm jinxing this team fucking left and right, but it almost seems like this team is fail-proof. Like, no matter who goes down, it seems like we can still fucking win games.
Yeah, of course, and I think. I think either way, we win these games. Even if like Tatum gets hurt or Brown gets hurt, I think someone steps up in that starting long term. You hope it's not like a season-ending injury, but it's like a 2 week thing. They still get the job done.
I mean, if we're speaking odds, like most of the time, like season-ending injuries are fairly rare. I knocked on wood for that one. I don't like saying that out loud, but.
I do want to look up what ESPN bets has like as the. I want to see who they have as the favorite to win the NBA championship.
Yeah, we got to do our best bets this week too.
Yeah, we can round it off with that as well. Let me see NBA like futures. All right, so Boston Celtics, the favorite to win the championship, +300 right now. Then Nuggets and Milwaukee, both +450. And then everyone after that, it's like...
Fucking huge drop-off. Yeah. I mean, it's clear, like we said earlier, they far and away look like the best team in the league. Like, not even Denver looks as good as us.
Where's Denver? Oh, they're the second. Denver's +450, Milwaukee +450. Jeez, I mean, they're both betting guys. +850 on the Suns, that would be a bad option. Or +1.
Yeah, there's a lot of good value if betting the Suns.
But, yeah, it's like, will they make it? Will they probably, if you're going to bet the Celtics, throw some money on there.
Yeah,
sprinkle regular season MVP. Tatum's like the 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 favorite.
Yeah, Yeah. I really don't understand where the I've been hearing Tatum MVP talk too. It seems like it's almost forced every year where I don't know if it's Boston media or just like fans are just like, this is Tatum's year. And it seems like they really push that narrative. And I think especially this year, not a chance. Like the team's just so good. Like it's not even Tatum that's solely winning us games. Like everyone is balling so equally.
Yeah, I agree. And so they're pushing Tatum because, like, obviously, he's the best player on the team. And he's young. He's, like I said, he's just the best player there. So it's like,
Yeah.
you if you're gonna give someone, give it him. But he won't win it.
No.
I don't think he deserves it. Maybe he does.
I
I'm
don't think so.
secretly a
I
Tatum
love him.
fan.
I don't think he does.
Yeah, I don't think he's ready for it yet. Maybe I don't. It depends. It's tough because he has a team full of all stars. He's gonna suffer
Yeah.
if he didn't have Porzingis or and Holiday, then I think they were still
Yeah.
putting
If
up
he had to
numbers.
carry the team again, it's certainly possible. And of course, he'd
Yeah.
have to put up consistent numbers. We couldn't have any of those 11 from 31 shooting nights like you were talking about earlier. But
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, we'll see there if he has a shot, maybe towards the end of the season, if the Celtics keep it up. If they're in like the mix for like one of these best records of all times, then
yeah.
that
Then
boosts
he
him up.
gets exactly. Then he gets extra consideration. But I don't know. I just find it hard pressed, even if we do have that narrative. I think the big talk against him would be that the team's just so good.
Yeah, it's
Yeah, you're right
like
though. It would boost him. He would definitely be in like the top three conversation. I think Embiid's the front runner for MVP right now, right? He's fucking going
yeah,
crazy.
it was Embiid and then
Somebody else ran. Oh, Shea.
the Joker. Yeah, it's really between like Embiid and the Joker right now. They're +225 and +275, and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is +450, then Luka +525, then Giannis +1300, then Jason Tatum +3300. So,
Jesus Christ.
I mean,
Anyone but Giannis. Fuck
you could
Giannis.
put $5 on Jason Tatum to win the MVP, probably win some, like, why not drop like 15, $20 on him? You get a good return. I don't
Yeah.
want to say loading there.
Yeah,
You probably
sprinkle a little bit.
sprinkle a little bit because, like, you never know. Like we just said, if they end up going having one of these best records of all time, so you kind of see like top 15.
Then he's instantly propelled to the top three.
Yeah, he's got to be, which would be cool. That's the only reason. That's the only way I see him make it. That, or unless he just keeps, if he
Yeah.
just started putting up 50 again, like
Yeah. Just
like
went
Luka thing.
crazy. Yeah. But then, even if he started doing that, then we're not playing good team ball. And I don't like that.
Yeah, because like then Brown, then there's going to be some team. Maybe they, I
Yeah.
don't know. Maybe they want him to get the MVP. They just start giving him the ball every time. But
Yeah.
who
It just
knows?
doesn't bode well for winning to me. All right. You want to do our best bets and wrap it
Yeah.
up?
Oh, yeah. So who do we got coming up? We got
Spurs tomorrow.
Spurs, Oklahoma, at Spurs, at OKC. And then versus
That's
Utah.
ooh, OKC is a tough one. OKC is a tough one.
But they have some rest.
I kind of like OKC money line. That sounds terrible.
Ooh, can see money. I was going to say the same thing, but
Were you? All right, then you could take that because
no.
no.
I'll go up. I know they have.
Yeah.
I know Chet Holmgren's been balling, but like, who else is on this Oklahoma City team?
It's
Like, how
all a
are they?
bunch of young fucking dudes who they're like the opposite of the Spurs. Their young guys are playing well.
Yeah, they're about to get fucking stealthy. I mean,
So
they
you want to make
crushed
a
Denver last
want to
week.
make a friendly wager here then? I'll bet the Thunder, you bet the Celtics.
Well, they have Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Hold on, I'm just looking at
Now he's
Giddy.
talking himself out of it. I'll put t 10, 20 bucks on the line if you're feeling
No,
dangerous.
no, no,
No, no, no.
no. Because like, he's gonna, but maybe Porzingis just fucks him up.
Yeah, Porzingis is strong enough to fuck up Chet Holmgren. I'm not worried about Chet.
Who are you worried
I'm,
about, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander?
yeah, of course, he's the fucking man.
Fuck it. I'll take Celtics.
Yeah,
Only let's do Celtics get one. Maybe. Do you think? I don't know. Do you think they Celtics aren't?
I think OKC money line is a good bet.
Well, do you think OKC will be the favorites?
Oh, I don't think so. I
It's
can't
at home for
imagine
them.
so.
It's at home for them, and they have like the second. They have like the second best record in the West. They're beating. They just killed the Nuggets. I think Celtics might get. It might be like Celtics plus two in this game.
Yeah, I mean, it might be very low.
I'll take the Celtics plus points for my points.
All
right, but Celtics money line. But if we're not the favorite in this game, I think that.
Okay. Yeah, that's a fine contingency. If the Celtics are the underdogs, I'll take Thunder points. If Thunder are the underdog, I'll take their money line, vice versa for you.
Yeah, and I would say I'm feeling it's pretty similar to that. I mean, I could see, obviously, I could see the OKC winning this game. It's their home game. I think a lot of their, I don't even know if OKC has a ton of fans left, but.
Can't imagine so.
I mean, they're a good team. If I lived in Oklahoma City, I'd be going every game.
You gotta have something to root for.
Yeah, so I mean, if they're gonna be pumped up for this game, it's the Celtics. They know they're gonna get the best team in the league right now.
Yeah,
we'll see. Shai Gilgeous balls out. That should be like a big primetime game.
So you want to put what do we? You want to put $10 on this? You and me, no. Friendly wager?
No, friendly wager.
Purely probably best bet. Yeah.
No.
Don't want to lose any more money than you already have been.
And I don't want to feel bad when I take your money. So.
Oh, okay. All right. I see how it is. So, that's fine. I'll go for it. I'm usually just in it for bragging rights anyway, so that's fine. Thunder money line or points, baby. Give me it.
And points. Okay. So, yeah.
No, either way, it's a contingency, depending on who's the favorite and whatnot. We'll figure it out and talk about it next show.
Yeah. And then, like, upcoming, we just have, like, Utah at the end a couple times.
Yeah. And those are awful.
And I think we'll record before then. We'll try to get an episode out again. So, it's like,
yeah.
This OKC game will be good.
Makes the most sense.
Tuesday night game, which is
We'll try and record Wednesday or Thursday.
Yeah, and then I know I'll be watching some of this game in San Antonio tomorrow night, New Year's Eve.
Yeah, best believe.
It's a 7 o'clock game, so that'll be over. Yeah.
So you'll be watching it from a bar in Providence.
Yeah, actually, the bar I'm going to actually doesn't have a TV.
Well, that's fucking wild.
Yeah. Well, how are we going to watch the ball drop? That's another question.
Yeah, that sounds concerning.
But yeah, well, what do you have planned?
I got a hotel up in York Beach, nice overlooking the water with a nice balcony that I can fire champagne corks into the ocean with.
Fancy, huh?
Yeah, so living the high life.
Mojo says hi.
Hey, buddy.
Dog this weekend. But yeah, I mean, true. You have, was your girlfriend going up there?
Yeah. Yeah, me and the lady are doing a New Year's Eve. The last couple have been so crazy. We're always going out to bars in Boston. Try and simplify it a little bit.
Yeah.
I fucking blew like $300 the last New Year's in Boston, so I'm not amped to do that again.
I would maybe never spend.
Yeah, I mean, fucking tickets to get into most bars are like $50. It's fucking ridiculous. It's so
bad. Yeah. I mean, yeah. But, best bets. We'll go back
best
to that.
Best bets.
I have Celtics points.
Thunder, baby. I hate to bet against the team that I literally just spoke highly of this entire episode for the last fucking hour.
True. But it's like you just.
I know. Literally, I just talk them up as one of the best teams ever, that they're definitely winning the championship, but I'm taking OKC. And that's just it. And for some reason, that's how my fucked up mind works, and it makes a lot of sense to me. If I was still a gambling man, I would probably put money on the Thunder.
I've bet against the Celtics on here, too.
Expect the unexpected, baby.
Yeah, I've already bet against season two. I think one of their.
Yeah, got to be realistic.
Yeah, and you got to be realistic there. So
bet with your cock, not your heart.
That's for sure. Never bet with your heart.
No, never. All right. Well, this is a wrap on episode 111 of the Rafters podcast, brought to you by Couch Guy Sports. Throw us a like, rate, subscribe. Anything you can would be greatly appreciated. And that's a later.